Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Let's reset the table here. While we were waiting for the president to speak at the Pentagon, we briefly spoke with Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, talking about the very interesting development this morning that the H1N1 flu vaccine, as it's currently being tested, may require only one dose rather than what we originally thought was two doses. Dr. Fauci was just suggesting that this has really two major implications for all of us who are awaiting instructions of what to do as peak flu season approaches here in the Northern Hemisphere. What are the two things that this single dose versus double dose means for all of us, Anthony Fauci?
Well, the implications first, though, with regard to the supply of vaccine, if we had to use up a considerable amount of vaccine giving people either two or more doses or even a greater amount in each individual dose, namely double the amount that we usually give in seasonal flu, that would have had negative implications with regard to the amount of vaccine we have available for the American public. That is not a problem now because we know we can give it in the same dose, a single dose, as we do with the regular seasonal flu each year. The other implication, as we're finding in our studies that were sponsored by the government, is that the immune response that you're looking for appears literally very early. Mm. We found that within 8 to 10 days following a single dose, the level of immunity was that which you would predict would be protective, as opposed to having waiting 2 weeks after the second dose. So the window of protection is pushed much further in favor of the person who's getting vaccinated, as opposed to having to wait a long time before Right. you reach your peak immunity.
So faster distribution and a greater availability of supply if we don't have to use double doses. I'm telling you, my wife will kick me. She's pregnant, and all the other pregnant women in the world will kick me if I don't ask you this question. Are there implications for pregnant women who are believed to be first in line as candidates, high-risk candidates in the H1N1 flu?
Yes, as we all know, the pregnant women are at a much higher risk of developing the complications of this pandemic H1N1 flu. And the fact that we can get a robust immune response with a single dose is good news, which means when a pregnant woman gets vaccinated, she will reach her level of immunity much more quickly than we were concerned that she might not when we thought we might have to use a couple of doses and even a higher dose. So this is good news for everyone, particularly people who are at the higher risk of complications, including pregnant women.
And is the single dose and a layer of fears about side effects that there's less concern about side effects if it's a single dose versus double dose?
And, you know, not really. I don't think you could definitively say that. I mean, the safety profile that we've seen thus far is acting just like seasonal flu, which means it really has a very good track record of safety. So everything we're seeing about this vaccine for the pandemic flu is suggestive that it's really comparable to what we're seeing with seasonal flu.
Now, we've been poring over the wire stories and the news stories this morning. Middle of October is the availability that we're seeing. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the way the vaccine is going to be rolling out, we're going to get a big bolus of about 50 million doses ready to distribute in mid-October, and then subsequent to that, about 20 million a week thereafter, till we reach that landmark of getting about 195 million doses for distribution.
All right. Well, you're going to have a busy day today. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, I'll send you off to your news conferences.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Talking about the single dose as opposed to the double dose expectation that when the flu vaccine is available, you'll just need to be stuck once.